giant.
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to podcast in the country.
I'm dying of AIDS.
Oh. Okay, well,
I'd like to play you a song.
Okay.
Zarkor the Invader. Zarkor the Invader. Zarkor the Invader. Zarkor the Invader. Yeah, we're gonna watch the movie.
Can I plug in my laptop?
Another giant monster movie.
Can I plug in my laptop into this outlet?
We're gonna talk
Don't
about
use that outlet. It's not.
It will it's, be fun.
It's being occupied by my life support.
I can't hear you. I cannot hear you over this song.
Lot of time.
I'm just gonna unplug this.
Oh. With a runtime of 80 minutes. Just 80 minutes. Just 80.
Yeah. Zarkor. Chromecast and Apple AirPlay are two of the most when they're on, they're on. How easy. Put it from my phone on the TV.
AirPlay is Israel and my TV is Hamas. And they don't like to work together.
Yeah, that's sort of how I describe that is they're not really working together.
You know, that's really
they're not working as a team.
The bare minimum descriptor.
Yeah, that's the softest way to put it.
For their relationship. Yeah.
They disagree.
If you're breaking it down to a 3-year-old, it's like they don't work together.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that is probably how you describe it to a toddler. But yeah, any casting. I mean, Chromecast works much more often, but even that.
Yeah.
Is we're only talking about that because we had it. There's just days. Chromecast and AirPlay just have days where it's like this will not work for you today, and you know maybe that's something we need to learn from, you know, and it's like sometimes, you know, the stars have just not aligned and you need to accept that you're not going to watch Monster X
Strikes Back, Attack the G8 Summit.
And that's not your fault and that's not somebody else's fault. It's just not happening. And so I love it when these features on my phone are completely useless for no reason.
Zarkor the Invader is kind of like Israel.
Okay.
And Monster X Strikes Back, Attack the G8 Summit is kind of like Hamas.
Because they're getting wiped out of existence. It's like Palestine. They're kind of getting like a wiped out of existence.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah.
Erased.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Do I need to play the Zarkor song again to refresh your memory?
I remember just fine.
Okay.
This was... I mean, this wasn't miserable or anything. It strikes a very strange place on the level of quality, you know, where it's like, I mean, it's not a total piece of shit. Like, it's got like
It's almost there, though.
It's got like a playful energy that's okay, that like makes it bearable.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like...
It's barely... Its mouth is above the water, you know, it's facing upwards like and it doesn't know how to swim.
It's what the lifeguard should see in the pool and go like, "Oh my god," you know
that's how close it is to being a total piece of shit.
But it's
barely.
Yeah.
Just its mouth and nose are up above the water.
It's not very good. I don't mean to say like there's a lot of interesting things about this. No, there's not really. Yeah. I wouldn't say anything's good. It's just like it's very short.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. And then, you know, it's not like they're not trying or anything. Like, the sets look cheap is probably the main thing I'd say, is it looks like it's in a big set warehouse and it's like very, you know, I don't really know how... the sets themselves are probably cheap, and then like the way they're shooting them isn't helping a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I think. But it's they're trying with cinematography a little bit. Like, you know, they're making this look okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I mean, there's just like a baseline of quality, you know, that I was afraid this wouldn't have, but it was all right in that respect.
Yeah, but it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. That's what I say. It's just like, it didn't make me sad. I thought this was going to make me want to like hurt myself. But
uh-huh.
It didn't.
A la Johnny Cash.
A la Johnny Cash, exactly like Johnny Cash. But yeah, this is a very odd story.
It is. It's so really all I know odd. About the movie is that the monster stuff was shot first. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that one guy would shoot monster stuff and then a story would be thought built of later and then can, you know, edited to fit around that. That's all I know. And maybe that's not even true. Cool. But
spreading misinformation.
I believe it though.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Sort of like magic. I believe in that too.
Yeah.
And
potions.
I watched a couple reviews for this just because I had really, outside of seeing like the DVD cover, I had no clue.
Right.
And instead of looking it up on Wikipedia, I thought I'd watch a Cinemassacre review
mm-hmm.
from like 11 years ago. And James Rolfe was of the opinion that the movie, that the monster stuff was good, but the rest of the movie was really boring and lame.
And I'd say it's all pretty boring and lame.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like this is good, and I'm not going to be like, actually, but I will say that the beginning, right up until they arrive at that like warehouse thing.
Yeah.
Was actually like, it had momentum. I kept comparing it to Green Room because there was like this sort of reckless.
Yeah. Like, there's like a scenario developing that was like a standoff.
It's a progression that it's just like escalating and escalating for seemingly no reason. Like it's just compounding and getting worse. And
yeah.
It almost seems to be getting farther and farther away from the monster stuff.
Because I get like so lost in this.
And I
little...
kind of liked that. There's like this standoff between
at the news station.
This mailman and
two security guards and a cryptozoologist.
That, yeah, I forgot about that part when he's holding the C-stand. That's really fucking weird too.
Yeah.
But once he gets to like the police and he's like screaming and he's like, they told me I was the chosen one and that, you know, and this lady's like, she looks like she's really about to.
She is like die. Delivering the goods. She's like, oh my God. Like, you know, she's like, she looks like she's afraid for her life.
And it's like, you know, the budget is just not there. But at the same time, like, so much happens and so much is said that it almost beats you over the head with that. And you don't have any time to think.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that what I'm watching is like not good. It's just like things are accelerating and getting worse. And then this guy starts like talking about like the Bible and like, then he turns the gun on his partner and it's like, what the fuck is happening?
It's really and it's like, strange.
It just turns into like this on the run thing, which is not at all what I would expect from this movie. I mean, you expect, you know, shit like Reptilian or Ryga or whatever, you know, just people, you know, reporters and military people, you know,
yeah.
Some old guy, you know, the oldest member of the crew being, or oldest member of the cast being some fucking general or whatever, and like, we got to stop this. But it's all revolving around this postal worker guy who's like seemingly crazy, you know, even though we're seeing things from his perspective. But the whole first bit where he's talking to this little lady who never comes back again,
that's yeah, well, that hadn't set in.
It's like he. Watching him respond, it's like he really is fucking losing his mind. Yeah. I kind of like that. I mean, I saw like clips of it before we actually saw the movie, and I was like, this looks really shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look shitty, but at the same time, this guy is like doing a pretty good job. He doesn't say a single word before this little fairy lady appears. And he just sort of like walks from what he walks like from his dining room table to the kitchen
they
sink.
Just track him.
And then like, you know, this lady appears and she's like, so I'm from an advanced alien civilization and I'm not real. I'm being beamed straight into your brain and I'm the only one, or you're the only one who can hear me. And Zarkor is the invader and he is coming straight for you and only you because she launches into this whole thing and he's got a great look on his face the whole time like, so... it's me, huh? So it's really me.
I was joking about him, like, he was like, oh, okay. And then he, like, kills his whole family with a shotgun while this little fairy shrieks for him to stop. He's like, all right.
I'm sick, guys. Sorry if I sound weird.
That's
all
right.
But the whole time I kept thinking of, like, all the horrible things he could do to her. I told you one of the things that just sprung to mind was... placing a plank of wood over her
terrible.
And then standing on her.
That's terrible.
And just sort of...
She says, like, I can't be touched, like, or whatever. She's like, I'm not
but
real.
He kind of pokes her on the head.
He pokes her and she goes like, hey, and it's like, what?
Yeah. And she's manipulating
presumably he
objects.
Could put a plank... she throws him a pencil.
Yeah. And she's like leaning on that spoon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking he could put that plank of wood, which there's no plank of wood in the movie, but I imagine he just has like a little 2x4 or something. And
he seems like a guy to have a 2x4.
Leans it over her and she's like, hey, hey, hey. And
hey,
then
he
steps on it and pops her like a ketchup packet.
That's terrible. That's awful.
You brought up maybe he could put her up his ass.
I did say
that.
That
would be pretty cool.
I was kind of we were sort of occupying ourselves while she like spewed exposition.
Yeah, it is kind of a cool cold open, but they go too hard into like, I don't know, it maybe just like they're not doing a great job at making it like a unique sci-fi thing. It's just like I'm a little thing you can say was like what the fuck ever, you know, like you know the sandwich from Muppets Go to Space or whatever Muppets from Space.
Yeah.
They did it better there.
True.
But, you know, that's my favorite part because it kind of escalates like Green Room kind of, not the very beginning, but, you know.
Once he gets to the news station,
it goes from
just
this
like,
crazy cold open to.
It's like a huge detour that turns into
snowball.
Like, it turns into the movie. It's like it takes like this weird left turn that I guess the idea I get the vibe that the idea was, or maybe he was just like going when he was writing this, you know, and it's like and then, you know,
which is kind of cool.
I guess it's weird. It's like almost like kind of good. Nothing really comes to any like actual level of quality, and part of it might be you know money and resources. The writing too, you know, it's like just what people are saying and how they're saying it. It's like sometimes it's like that's almost like funny or endearing, but there's some like snarkiness or like something that just sort of makes me cringe. Every now and then, like, you know, I don't know, this little fairy thing, the fact that never comes back, that's a very strange device. Because you think, you know, it's like, I'm a little person, I'm being beamed into your head. I mean, maybe I'm just stupid, and she says, like, you know, there's a good chance, like, I wasn't paying attention. She's like, you know, I won't appear again. You know, like there's a good
chance.
Don't
expect me to
see.
Don't
like, what if
to see
I shoved her up my ass, saying hilarious things like that? And I missed the line, but you know, that is like a device. It's like you put that throughout. I mean, I would expect that, you know, and I feel like they could have gotten over some road bumps, but then maybe they might have lost some pages. In terms of story, it might have been like 30 minutes shorter.
I feel like she should have at least showed up at the end to be like, you did it.
Great job.
Which, by the way, the ending is...
that's fucking schizophrenic.
Just as schizophrenic as any of the other highs of this movie, but there's this news lady, and she's like, you've been drafted to run for president. How do you feel about that? And he sort of looks at his friends that are smiling at him, and he's like, sounds good to me.
Fade to black, the end.
But, you know, I don't even need to say it, but at no point during the movie does he express interest in politics or the presidency.
No, not at all. You know, they don't say... Yeah, no, it just, it's really like, I mean, it's like something a child would write, you know, it's like, uh-huh. And then he became the president. I don't know. It's really schizophrenic. It's funny because, like, he goes with this, like, shield that they get from some desert town. And, yeah. He, like, stops the monster, and then he, like, cuts to him in a hospital bed, like, and it's like, they didn't really say, like, oh, he faints, you know. It's like, yeah. Oh, he got burned or hurt or, you know, exhausted in some way, but it's implied that he was in a coma, and then he just, like, wakes up in this hospital bed. I was joking about him being sick.
Yeah.
You know, like he's got cancer or some horrible disease or AIDS or
maybe
something.
Maybe AIDS, yeah.
Who knows? I mean, you know, it's really...
They also, there's a point when they leave this cop tied up to, or handcuffed to a bathroom sink and towards the beginning, and he never comes back, or they never explain.
Never. He gets a lot of screen time in that one sequence.
He does, yeah.
He gets like probably five or six solid pages.
He's definitely acting like he's going to stick around.
To some extent, I mean, or at least, you know, they're going to cut back to the news station, you know, boy, he spits the, you know, yeah, the handkerchief they've tied around his mouth and undo. That's such a strange sequence. I don't know, like, they spend like a minute where the news people are like, we need to get a camera in here.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, clear the building. Yeah. He's like yelling at them.
He's like, no.
Yeah. He's like, you know, which whatever.
Shut up.
It's, yeah, he's like screaming at them, which it's like, yeah, I guess I get why you don't want news people at... He's calling it like, he called it an operation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, you've just got there and you don't even like know what's happening.
He's like, who's in charge of this operation? Me, you know, and it's like, it's not an operation. It's just the police are responding to like,
it's like two cops.
A hostage.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, a guy's taking a hostage.
Yeah, they don't, they've just found out that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Like they just found that out and he's calling it out. It's just funny.
Yeah.
But that is really strange. That's, I guess that's a job for the director. It's like, okay, reel it in.
Yeah.
You don't need to scream
right,
at him.
Yeah. But also I feel this movie would be so much worse if the actors weren't trying so hard.
No,
I think.
Yeah, it's really, it's not embarrassing is the thing. Like whenever,
somehow.
Yeah, which is weird. There's some parts that are embarrassing.
Yeah, but it should be way worse.
It should be.
It feels like it should be way worse.
Maybe it's because you feel kind of like they're having fun, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. But even that can be embarrassing when you're watching it.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I don't know. I just, you know, the guy in the wheelchair, like even that is like, I kind of like that. Like, he's got, like, mirrors on his wheelchair and, like, a big flag, and he's,
yeah,
like, crazy,
yeah.
And he goes a little over the a little over the top. Yeah. He goes way over the top.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, if these characters weren't trying so hard, if the actors weren't trying so hard, the movie would be, like, completely nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow the movie is not completely nothing. It's close, but I like, there's moments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's moments and, like, kind of set pieces that I remember. And it's like, what the fuck? There shouldn't be moments yeah. in a movie like this. Are you kidding me?
I should be suicidal right now.
I
should be on watch. I should be checked in.
Uh-huh.
But no, it's like, but I can't say I, like, really enjoyed it. It's really,
yeah,
that's what
right,
I'm saying
right,
about
yeah.
It's like, it's sitting in a really strange place for quality for me, because it's just like, it should be a piece of shit. It kind of was a piece of shit, but you know, here I am like kind of trying to like qualify
yeah
that. I don't know, it feels too harsh to like just, you know,
dismiss it.
I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, the actors do seem like they're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
the vibes are good. And I think
they're also not the, at least some of the big ones are not terrible.
Yeah, no. No, it's I mean, it's like
definitely
fun.
Like considering the budget, it's like these are pretty good for people you would get in like a direct to video
yeah.
thing like this.
I was saying, and I really don't know what separates these, you know, when this starts and when it stops. But I said to you, you could very clearly see these people's headshots mm-hmm. when you looked at them. They're those kind of actors. And uh-huh. I can't elaborate on that. But I
similar
think a lot
to Reptilian, I think the, yes. the same kind of actors. But I think the actors in this were better. At least maybe they were getting better direction or something.
Maybe.
But the same caliber.
Yes.
The same. Like you yeah. look at these people and it's like you almost look like a movie star.
Right. Maybe if you had the right movie, maybe.
Yeah.
Like
something.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like there's. It's just off, like, you know, it maybe it's what it is. It's like, you know, certain, like, big stars or, like, really, really good actors have a certain glow,
mm-hmm.
you know? That's probably an accumulation of, like, a million different qualities, mm-hmm. you know, that these people, like...
Psychopathy.
Yeah, yeah, they have borderline personality disorder.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, but then people like this, like, really resemble them, but just don't have...
The sauce,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's
stop talking for 20 minutes.
For shits and giggles, let's talk about the monster.
Yeah, so obviously it feels very separate. I mean, it's like, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's another thing where it's like, y'all built some stuff, and...
At times it doesn't look like the worst thing.
No, it's I really don't have any complaints about it. It's like, you know what, do you want me to really... criticize that it's like they put some work in, and I mean they're not there's no pretense of it being anything more than, you know,
yeah, yeah,
direct to video thing. And that's not to, like, you know, reduce doing this podcast where it's like, what do you want me to say, and I'm sitting with a fucking microphone in my face, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, it seems like, okay, you know, y'all put together a suit. You designed a somewhat distinct, you know, it's a lizard with some horns.
Yeah.
It's something. I'm not mad about it, mm-hmm. you know. You blew some stuff up. Cool.
They did blow some stuff up.
Yeah. I don't remember any of it. I remember he chews up a fucking, like, antenna.
Yeah.
They keep calling him an animal.
That is a really bizarre thing.
I don't know if that's supposed to be a joke, because they're like, oh, we don't want to call it a monster, so I don't know if they're trying to be like, you know. But I mean...
Yeah, they keep saying animal.
And you'd think that, like, if they wanted to turn that into a joke, they would, like, well, don't call it a monster, and then they start calling it a creature, and then they find it a reason to not call it a creature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not very funny. But, you know, it's like, it feels like... I don't know. But yeah, they keep calling it an animal, which is, it just makes me think of, like, you know, that one, you know, like Mickey Mouse is a funny animal.
Yeah, yeah. Wikipedia yeah. entry.
Funny animal.
Mickey Mouse is a funny animal. Zarkor the Invader is a funny animal in and of himself.
He is, yeah. It's very funny that there's such a convoluted backstory. And it's like, yeah, there's an intergalactic, you know, a group of aliens, and they want to test
yeah,
humanity.
Yeah, it's just this fucking thing that comes out of a mountain and walks around.
Like, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one's really hard to talk about, because even something like Reptilian has, it's sort of like the pinnacle of a certain kind of movie.
Yeah, that really goes crazy.
And it almost feels like something you could stumble across on TV or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, it almost feels like it shouldn't even exist today.
Yeah.
It's like, I was never meant to see this.
It does feel
but
like
I
that.
Can, and it keeps going. It's not just a dream,
it's,
you know?
It's, yeah, it is sort of an uncomfortable...
It starts and ends.
It's an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
It's like weird because like because you have stuff like Reptilian and that reaches a certain level of quality, mm-hmm. right? You know, and this, but you know, it feels like usually you either have that, you know, where it's like somebody just blew it out, you know,
mm-hmm.
Going in on something. And then you have like, you know, like pieces of fucking junk, you know, where it's just like, you know, it's like watching a malformed, you know, like animal flounder around, you know, something born without legs, like flopping around on the ground. That's just, what? You know, it's just like a huge, like, you know, it's like barely makes sense. You know,
you mean
looks
like
terrible.
Asylum movies or something, or
maybe a little past that. There's just like tons of like real junk, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this, but this like hits such a, it's like above junk, but it's not at Reptilian level,
mm-hmm.
and it just it feels weird that I haven't heard about it. You know,
yeah,
I guess that's part of it. I don't know. It's just like in such a no man's land,
mm-hmm.
of quality. If that makes sense.
I keep trying to think of like who would have watched this when it was new. You know, like some fat guy who lived by himself, like going to the video store and renting this and maybe either beating off or killing himself after it ended.
Hopefully beating off.
Yeah.
Hopefully things got better for that fat man.
But that's who saw this, right?
Yeah, it's like, it's almost hard, you know, you have to, like, imagine a world. You do have to, like, sort of, like, it was a very, very different place that this movie was put out into,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just, like, these things could just float out unknown, you know, mm-hmm. there's no consensus or anything, you know, there's nobody talking about anything that you hear unless, you know, you hear about it in a magazine or on TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, or someone you know. You know, I don't know if I'm making any sense, but it's like, you know, these things just like float out. It feels like they float out into space, you know, when I try and think of like when they came out. You know, I think of it in a bin.
If you got this in 1996 at a video store, like you rented it, I don't know, I imagine you get it and you, or whoever's getting this is under the impression that it's something else.
Yeah, probably.
And then they get it and they put it on when they get home and then beat off or kill themselves.
Sorry.
But you put this on for like 10 minutes and then you have to be like, okay, this isn't what I thought it would be. You know, do you turn it off or do you just like let it play and go to another room?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's a very sad, it makes me feel sad a little bit to think about, you know. I think of like a Walmart at night a long time ago, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I think of. I think of like empty parking lots and like the desert.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of when I try and place this movie period accurate.
Yeah, I imagine it on a coffee table next to an empty pizza box.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But
I imagine it in a bargain bin. That more than anything, I think that's what I think.
I think the bargain bin came later.
You think the bargain bin came later?
Yeah, I'm thinking like in this movie's heyday, like when it was brand new. I think maybe like six or seven years later, it would end up in the bargain bin.
Really, that long?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did they even do like VHS bargain bins? Or I think of that as like a DVD thing, like really? A DVD and CDs thing. Tapes and CDs.
yeah, I don't know. But that's just what I think of.
Yeah.
They had to have put VHS in bargain bins. Bargain bins is, you know, I mean, that's
too heavy.
That's as old as the fucking Bible.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bible bin.
The Bible bin.
That's what they had before DVDs.
That'd be cool.
The story is like, it's not a conventional giant monster plot, which I guess I touched on that
mm-hmm.
a while ago. Like, there's no military. There is a journal. Well, actually, the journalist people are not there throughout, really. You know, they're like,
yeah, there's like news, people, reports, and,
but the lady who's there is a,
she's like
a,
an
biologist,
expert,
or
yeah,
whatever,
cryptozoologist.
Yeah, so we don't really have like any of like the archetypes that you would find in a giant monster movie, and the story is like totally not, they don't formulate a plan. You know, the closest they come is like finding that hacker guy who like gets them some paperwork, but there's no military organization. There's no formulated plan. There's no, like, I feel like usually the groups are kind of like already predetermined when you get into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either like, okay, that you enter a room and it's like, here's the people you'll be working with, or like, we start out and it's like they're already there.
Yeah.
You know, it's already, you know,
or two, a single person gets involved with a pre-existing team.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, yeah, you know, you walk into a room and here's the people you're working with.
Okay, yeah.
But this is like totally, like, it's just off the rails from the beginning.
It's flying by the seat of its pants. I get
what you think would happen, which him being a postal worker really doesn't factor in. You know, the closest it comes to like mattering is he kind of gets into the news station under the pretense of like he's delivering mail
at night.
Right.
Whatever.
Which happens.
It does happen.
But what you think would happen is he corners this lady and he's like, you know, we've got to figure out what to do with this monster. Only I know what's going on. And she's like, good. Nobody else then realizes it's as serious as I do. Only you and I seem to understand the real threat that the world's under.
Right.
So they get together, but instead she's like, ah, you know, don't touch me.
Which,
and then it escalates.
You know, it is a valid response.
It escalates, and then, you know, maybe from there you think like he gets detained or whatever, and then she has to realize something and then come back and like, maybe that guy's not so crazy.
Yeah, and
but
then,
instead,
yeah,
there's like a crazy cop who like on a whim, he's like, you know what they say about UFOs? And his partner's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he points the gun at him and he's like, you better put your fucking gun down. He's like, what are you doing? It's just, it goes in such a strange direction from the very beginning. It doesn't feel anything like a giant monster movie. And I kind of appreciate that for like,
it is different. Yeah.
It doesn't fall into any of the, like the trappings.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, but I guess the huge pitfall of that is that it really feels disconnected from the monster stuff. Is like, all, you know, as fun and exciting as that is, it's like really obvious that they're like trying to do their own thing because there's no direct line to what's happening with the monster. It's just footage of stuff being smashed.
Yeah, it's really strange.
It's
a very strange movie. It's got a, like, I think I already talked about this, but it's got like a good sense of playfulness. I think that's what helps it, is it's like, mm-hmm. it's not real. I think at a couple points it is taking itself a little bit serious. Like there is like the semi-embarrassing vibe that someone's like, hey, this is kind of good, you know, when it's not. You know, I think maybe that's one of the most embarrassing things to experience in a movie. But I think that might be part of what makes this movie bearable, is that it's like, I don't want to say, yeah, you know what? It's the ironic detachment that I think it has with itself. There's a certain level of playfulness. And at the same time, it's like that, like this like weird ironic vibe that I get from some parts is also like, blech, you know, like something about it is just like, I just don't like.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe that's partially what makes the movie bearable. And that it just keeps moving. It's pretty boring at times, but it, you know, it keeps going for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I need to play the Zarkor song again?
You really don't.
We'll get into Don Fry's, if that's okay with you.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, it's so weird to have to think about putting a number on this. That being said, I will put the number 3 on this movie. I would kind of like to give it a 4, but I cannot give it a 4 that's too much.
Yes.
But also two is like, two is lying to myself. You know, it's like,
you had a little fun.
It's three.
Yeah.
It's three. Yeah. I get if you're, this is for like freaks, I guess, you know, if it's for it's anybody. For
freaks like us.
Mm-hmm. All my friends are heathens. Take it slow.
Dude, you should
wait
you should
for
have,
them to ask you who they
maybe
know.
Maybe you should have looked elsewhere for inspiration for your song.
Yeah.
That's really bad. Maybe you should go get a MIDI file and replace it. I agree. Three is the perfect score. It's like, it was a...
Three is yeah. the perfectest Fixed number. Four is Zarkor the Invader.
I could try that one.
All
my friends are Zarkor. Rate it three.
So...
But yeah, it's kind of fun. Sorry, I have nothing to add. Go on.
No, I was gonna say, tell us what you... tell us how you arrived at that number, actually.
Okay, Matt, and how did you arrive at three? Well, Grattan...
Well,
Grattan. I'm in a fucking metal tank. I'm in an underground. I'm in a fucking water tower.
Our
Grattan.
Our first impressions of Minus One ended up kind of sounding like one of those podcasts.
Really?
Honestly, I think it sounds more bearable.
Yeah.
I put in a lot of work. I did like EQing and.
I mean, Zarkor the Invader was, it's whatever. I almost feel completely neutral. It's like, I kind of joked around on it, you know, and I can see how it's like, it would be boring. I was bored, you know, and that's why I was like, what if I shove that little character up my ass?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would never say that in any, I'd never mean that.
You would never say that to your mom.
No, I would not. And so I'd appreciate it if all those people online in the comments would stop saying that because it's not true. But yeah, I don't know, it's just whatever. You can miss it, you know. Yeah. You can go your whole life never seeing this movie and be fine, but you won't be worse having seen it. There's certain movies that I feel have harmed me, you know, stolen time from me, but this I'm not mad at. It's just not great. You know, but you could have figured all that out by looking at the poster if you haven't watched
that's
this movie.
True. That is a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Should we let all the fans know at home that we have it on good authority that George Lucas is watching the new Godzilla show.
Yeah. Oh, entertainment news.
And he's pissed.
He's hopping mad.
He's pissed that he can't, that they didn't just put it all out at once.
Yeah.
And you'll just have to take our word for that.
You will.
It is with a heavy heart that I stand before all of you today to tell you that Grattan sadly passed away earlier in the episode due to butthole AIDS complications. And so, in his honor, I will now play his favorite song, Fly High, My Angel.
Zarkor the Invader, Zarkor the Invader, Zarkor the Invader, Zarkor the Invader. Released in 1996, not available on Netflix. We're gonna have lots of fun. This podcast is number one.